Hi, this is Osho Radio from Amsterdam in Holland. Today's lecture is the last discourse of the series Ancient Music in the Pines, a Zen series. In the discourse tonight, Osho talks about listening first. How hearing is not necessarily the same as listening. And after this, he also explains that listening doesn't only concern the ears, but that in fact all your senses have to be fully open to be aware. All the religions have, in one way or another, suppressed our senses, and therefore we have to tune into them again.
I can see clouds 1,000 miles away, hear ancient music in the pines. Of what music I have been talking to you? The Hindu mystics have called it Omkar, the ultimate sound. Or even better, they have called it the Anahata, the soundless sound, the sound that is uncreated, the sound that has always been there, the sound of existence itself. It is surrounding you. It is within you, without you. You are made of it. Just as modern physics says, everything is made of electricity. Eastern mystics have said that everything is made of sound. On one thing, modern physics and ancient mystics agree, because modern physics says sound is nothing but electricity. And ancient mystics say electricity is nothing but sound. It seems, if you observe the eternal music from the outside, as if it is an object, then it appears like electric energy. If you feel it, introspectively, not as an object, but as your very being, as your subjectivity, then it is heard as sound, anahata. Then it is heard as music. This music is constantly there. You need not do anything else except listen to it. Listening is all meditation is about. How to listen to that which is already there? In a small school it happened, a small boy sitting in the rear of the classroom appeared to be daydreaming. Johnny asked the teacher, "Do you have trouble hearing?" "No, ma'am," he replied, "I have trouble listening." "I know you can hear. There is no trouble about it. But you cannot listen. Listening is totally different from hearing. Listening means hearing without mind. Listening means hearing without any interference of your thoughts. Listening means hearing as if you are totally empty. If you have even a small trembling inside of thinking, waves of subtle thoughts surrounding you, you will not be able to listen. You will be able to hear. And to hear the music, the ancient music, the eternal music, one needs to be totally quiet, as if one is not. When you are, you can hear. When you are not, you can listen. How not to be is the whole problem of religion. How to be in such a deep silence that being becomes almost equivalent to non-being? That there remains no difference between being and non-being. That the boundaries between being and non-being disappear. You are, and yet in a certain sense you are not. You are not, and yet in a certain sense for the first time you are. When thought is not disturbing you. Thoughts are like ripples on the lake. Silence is like no ripples on the lake. Just being. Suddenly, you become aware of a music that has always surrounded you. Suddenly it enters from everywhere. You are overwhelmed. You are possessed. Nobody except yourself is barring the path. Nobody is hindering. If you are missing, you are missing only on your own account. There is not a wall between you and the music. Even if there is felt a wall, it is only of your own thoughts. And even then, the music goes on penetrating you. You may not listen it, but it goes on massaging your whole being. It goes on nourishing you. It goes on giving you life. It goes on rejuvenating you. Your heart throbs in the same rhythm as the heart of the whole. God is whispering. And you are deaf. And God cannot shout. He is incapable of that. Because he cannot be aggressive. Because he cannot interfere. Because he cannot trespass. Because he respects your freedom. He whispers, and you are deaf. Whole existence is a whisper. It is very subtle. Unless you are tuned, unless you have become capable of listening to the whisper, you will not be able to understand. You will not be able to hear the music. A religion needs total sensitivity of all the senses. Of the eyes, of the nose, of the ears, of the taste, of the touch. Because religion is not a part of life, it is the whole. The ear can be very, very sensitive, then you become a musician. If the eyes are very sensitive, you become an artist, a painter, a sculptor. But religion is your total being. You become sensitive in all the ways possible. All the doors of your house have to be opened so the sun can come in and the sunshine can come in, so the fresh breeze can come in and keep you constantly alive and young and pure and vital. Be sensitive if you want to be religious. All the religions have been against your senses, your indriyas. I'm not against. Because my understanding is, whatsoever you are against, you are against God. Because every door opens towards Him and every path leads to Him. Enhance your senses. Become more alive in your senses. Let your sensitivity be total. And from every dimension, you will have His glimpses. Because of these wrong and foolish teachings, you are constantly in conflict within yourself. Because of these foolish teachings, you love a woman and you feel guilty also because you love her. Because somehow it looks like a sin. You love a woman and you hate her also because she is the cause of your sin. Of course you will take revenge. How can you forgive the woman who has drawn you into the mud as the religious people say. How can you forgive her? Listen to your sins. Nobody seems to have forgiven the woman. Even after they have become great sins, they go on taking revenge. Still somewhere deep in the unconscious, the woman is lingering. They are still afraid. Then there is a constant fight, a quarrel. Even in love. So what to say of other things? Love is closest to God, because in love you fall in tune with another being. In love, you are no more a solitary instrument. A small symphony is created between two persons. Then the children are born, and the symphony has more members to it. It is becoming an orchestra, children, family, friends. You are no more alone. You have become part of something bigger than you. And this has to go on growing. So one day, the whole existence is your family. That is the meaning when Jesus says, God, my Father. His actual word is not Father, his actual word is Abba. Closer. Father also looks a little clinical. It smells of institutionalization. Abba. Bapu. So close, so intimate. A bridge has happened. God is not a faraway thing. God is Abba. And I am His son. I am His continuity. If He is my past, I am His future. That is the meaning of a son. The same river flows. A moment comes, if you go on growing in your sensitivity, your family grows, and the whole existence becomes your home. Right now, even your home is not your home. The very word wife creates some uneasiness in you. The very word husband creates some uneasiness in you. In Urdu, the word for husband is khasam. It also means the enemy. The original root from where it comes is Arabic. In Arabic, khasam means the enemy. And in Urdu, it means the husband. Both are true. Both are the meanings of the same word. Even people we love, we don't love enough. In our love also, hatred goes on and on and continues. We are never one. We are never. A unity, a divided self, divided against ourselves. This divisiveness creates confusion, conflict, noise, and because of this noise, it is difficult to listen to the eternal music. if you go on continuously listening to this noise within you, by and by, you completely forget that something else also exists by the side, by the corner. This inner noise becomes your whole life. The whole day you are listening to your inner noise, a feverish state. In the night also you are listening to the same noise. Of course, this noise goes on creating layers upon layers around you. You become almost insulated. You become like a capsule, closed from every side. You don't live in my world. You don't live in your wife's world. You don't live in your child's world. You live in your own world, in a capsule. Your child lives in his world. Your wife lives in her world. In the world, there are as many worlds as there are persons. Everybody closed into himself and goes on projecting things out of these noises, goes on hearing things which has not been uttered, goes on seeing things which are not there, and goes on believing that whatsoever he is seeing is true. Whatsoever you have seen up to now is not true. It cannot be, because your eyes are not functioning as pure receptivities. They are functioning more as projectors. You go on seeing things that you want to see. You go on believing in things that you want to believe. Humanity lives in a sort of neurosis. There are two types of people in the world. The psychotic and the neurotic. The psychotic has arrived. He has arrived. He has got the conclusions. He is the dogmatic person. He says only my religion is the true religion. He says only my God is the true God. He is absolutely certain. He is very dangerous. His certainty is not because of his experience. His certainty is because deep down he is very much uncertain, in deep conflict, turmoil. How to avoid it? He clings to a conclusion. He will not listen to anything going against to his ideology. He may be a communist or a Catholic or a Hindu or a Jain. It makes no difference. But the psychotic person has already arrived. He has conclusions. He is no more growing. He is no more learning. He is no more listening. He lives out of his conclusions. He, of course, misses the life, because life is a process. There is no conclusion to it. Life is always in the middle. There is no beginning and no end to it. And life is tremendously vast. All dogmas can have a certain truth about them, but no dogma is the truth. Cannot be. Life is so big that no dogma can comprehend it in its totality. So a really intelligent person is hesitant. He is never dogmatic. He is ready to learn, ready to listen. So many people come here. Whenever I see somebody who is trying while listening to me to compare notes with his conclusions, I know he is in deep trouble. And I can see from your faces whether you are comparing notes or listening to me. Sometimes you nod your head. You say, right. You are perfectly right. This is also my principle. You agree with me, not because you are listening to me. In fact, you are happy because you feel I am agreeing with you. Sometimes your head says no. You may not be even aware that what you are doing, it may be just unconscious, but the gesture is bringing something from your unconscious. You say, no, I cannot agree to this. This is against my conclusion. This doesn't fit with me. Then you are not listening. You are neurotic. You may not be in much trouble and you may not need a psychiatrist yet. But that doesn't matter much. It is only a question of degrees. Any day, you can be in a psychiatric hospital. You are getting ready for it, preparing. And then there is the neurotic person. He is continuously in conflict. Even small things he cannot decide. The psychotic who has decided even ultimate things, and the neurotic who cannot decide even small things. What dress to wear today? Have you watched women standing there before their cupboards? So much puzzled. They bring one sari and put it back, and they bring it back and put it back. What dress to wear today? To help you out of such neurosis, I give you one color, orange. Fit. No need to worry. No alternative is left. Both are in trouble. One who has decided for ultimate things, he has stopped learning. One who cannot decide for trivia, cannot learn because he is in such a hell, in such a confusion. In my village, just in front of my house, lives a goldsmith. He is sort of the person you can call neurotic. He will lock his door, few steps he will go and will come again and seek the lock, just to see whether he has locked it or not. It became a joke in the whole town. He may be in the market and somebody will say, have you locked your door or not? And now it is impossible. He will stop the thing, whatsoever he is doing, he will say, wait, I will be coming. He will run back. One day he was taking his bath in the river and somebody said, he jumped out naked. He was running towards his home. I have watched him. He will come again and again and again. It has become almost impossible for him to do anything else. The lock. Just think about his misery. Ordinarily, you are both. These are extreme cases. Ordinarily, you are both. in certain ways you are psychotic. You have decided the ultimate, that Jesus is the only Son of God, the only begotten Son. This is psychosis. Then what about Buddha? And what about Lao Tse? And what about Zarathustra? Or, in certain matters you have decided, and in certain matters you are completely in confusion. A part of your being is neurotic and a part of your being is psychotic. And because of this madness, you cannot hear the ancient music which is always there. Meditation is to get out of your psychosis and to get out of your neurosis. It is simply to slip out of them. So, you don't have any ultimate conclusion with you. On one hand, on another hand, you are not worried about trivia. You are simply silent. You are simply being yourself, with no decision, with no conclusion, with no center, and not worried about small things. If you can be in a state where no thought interferes your being, no thought passes by, suddenly you are overwhelmed.
The meditation for today's program is about fighting and making efforts. There is no need to fight. It is not a question of making efforts to be aware. If you make efforts to be aware, you will create tensions inside yourself. All efforts bring tensions. If you try to be aware, you are fighting with yourself. There is no need to fight. Awareness is not a byproduct of effort. Awareness is a fragrance of let go. Awareness is a flowering of surrender, of relaxation. Just sit silently in a relaxed state, doing nothing, and awareness will start happening. Not that you have to pull it up from somewhere, not that you have to bring it from somewhere. It will shower on you from nowhere. It will well up from within your own sources. You just be silent, sitting. This was Osho Radio for tonight. Osho Radio is going to be with you again next week. So everybody who has the opportunity, join this special Osho energy coming your way. Until then, bye-bye.